I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Wednesday. And I know, Rocky, I know you're tired of hearing it, but yesterday this thing got bigger. See, the thing being C.J. Stroud not throwing the football. And I think everybody, at least we were trying to get to a place where we were really trying to, tamp down kind of our whatever, what would be the right word here? Concerns?
Yes.
For me, it's like...
Y'all media little, folks.
Yeah. I know. Because he had not... CJ did not throw for three straight open practices. And we don't know about the other practices in between on whether he threw. And so, you know, D'Amico Ryans talked about it yesterday. And this was actually... This is the initial statement that D'Amico made yesterday about the CJ Stroud thing.
First off, I know everybody's going to ask, first, is CJ not throwing again? There's no concerns with CJ. It's just general soreness. We're taking extra precaution with him, but he'll be good to go. No concerns on my end there. Really excited the way our guys are working and competing out at practice. When you see a good team, what excites me is you're seeing both sides make plays. Offense, defense, there's a lot of back and forth, guys making plays. So really excited to see where our team are here in our second week of practicing. They're really growing, developing, taking the steps we need to take, and it's fun to watch. For CJ, it'll be, like I said, he has general soreness, and we're just taking extra precaution with him. When he's ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
So we're in the offseason?
That's it for CJ, guys. On the questions, that's it. That's it for him. Like, it's general soreness, and we're taking extra precaution with him. We're not going to rush him into anything. He'll be fine. When the moment is for him to be ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
So the arc of this whole CJ thing is really fun to kind of recap. Like, at first, like, oh, he's not throwing. I wonder if that's anything. Then he doesn't throw again. You know, there was a day in between, and you're like, you know, maybe
two times might be a trend.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and maybe three, you know, because there was a day in between that we didn't see, didn't know. And so we're like, okay, a little bit of a, I think I called it an eyebrow raiser. Like, you know, yes or no, do you expect him to be full go at training camp? The answer is yes. But, you know.
I'm still in that place.
Yeah, me too. But then there was that. And then you kind of start to quell it a little bit, thinking, all right, well, it's so early, you know, all that stuff. Then he's knocking down threes, you know.
And then you're like, all right, we're good.
Yeah, he's good.
And then the head coach is asked flat out, did he have any work done in the offseason? And the easy no in order to, like, fully allow us to go into full quell mode is you decided against, and he goes, we're not, you know, that's all about CJ. It's just general soreness.
So, and then the arc goes back up.
It would be absurd to pretend like that is not some level of interesting when the direct question of did he have any work done is simply ignored.
Yeah.
And refused to be answered. And something that could be as simple as going, no, and I'm done talking about
this. And as much as we're both, and I think Figgy, we can speak for you here, you know, we're all like, okay, he'll be good to go in training camp if you have to, you know, the old make a bet on it. But as much as we're there, we're also, well, it's something. I mean, is it just he's got a lot of miles thrown on that arm in the last 2 years, and he's a young player? Do you just kind of take it easy on him as part of the plan? Remember, initially you said everybody's on their own schedule, and that made me think, yeah, their schedule is we're just taking it easy. We don't want to put too much stress on the arm over the course of what we hope is going to be a long season.
Now it becomes general soreness.
But then it arcs back up to
once it's been reported, mind you,
it's not schedule. Yeah, it's not schedule. You know, he's on his own schedule. It's not just, you know, kind of monitoring the reps. It's general soreness. Well, okay, that's different. You know, that's different from he's on his own schedule. So now I'm just like, I'm back and forth. But it at minimum, we know it's something.
Right. And so what is that something ends up being, the curiosity that pops up? This is Chris Sims, I guess, former quarterback and, you know, obviously analyst for NBC Sports. This is his thought on what general soreness might mean for CJ Stroud. Do you agree?
Here, this has all, first off, let me just say this. I think if he got shoulder surgery or anything like that, we would have heard it. We would have heard it. So I have a hard time thinking that's the deal here. This has all the signs to me, Mike, of tendonitis, general soreness. This, to me, has all the signs of I got back, we got back training, I started throwing, maybe I threw a little too much at first, and now the inside of my elbow hurts, right? It's how golfers get it at times, right? Tennis players, stuff like that, because of that hinging and all of this as a thrower. And if you're not in shape for that or don't approach it the right way when you get back into it after a long period of time, that's when that can flare up. And this, to me, has all the signs of that type of thing. Elbow, shoulder. I would bet it's more elbow than not, but we'll see where it goes. But it certainly looks like that to me and my experience around the NFL.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So how does that make you feel?
Yeah, are you buying this at all? 713-572-4610. And the tough part about it is he starts talking about the elbow and like everything is indicated that they're, you know, everybody's pointed this to the shoulder. So now he's having this jump for Sims to a whole, like not a whole different, but a different part of the arm. And I'm not hearing that. But if you were to somehow like get it to tendonitis is an overuse kind of injury, right? And I can maybe see that being the case. The only thing about that is the cure for tendonitis is rest. That would, like, I would be all in line with that. The only thing about tendonitis is that it's not necessarily one of those things that fully dissipates. Like it kind of like if you overuse it again, we can be back in this place. And CJ Stroud is going to be somebody who, you know, that arm that shoulder matters a good deal amount, for you this season. And if he is dependent on to throw the football a decent amount, does that then rear its head at some point later on the season, like I was kind of wondering before? That is the only thing that pops up. But I would actually be probably comfortable with the idea of if the diagnosis actually was a level of tendonitis where, all right, during this period, you kind of don't throw him. That's fine. Get him to, especially if you can get him to camp where he's feeling a lot better. He's not having whatever the general soreness, whatever it is, especially if it's tendonitis, and get him going.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am. The only, you know, sort of cautionary point for me is, you know, tendonitis, I can deal with that. I do buy kind of the theory anyway. He doesn't know, but the theory that he has, that Chris Sims said there. So I do buy that. The only sort of like cautionary point is tendonitis does tend to flare up when you start overusing that arm again.
Correct.
And we hope he overuses his arm. You know, at least uses it a lot.
Yeah, like you hope he uses it. Overuses is interesting because, like, what would that constitute during the season? Because I think one of the things we talk about, like, complimentary football is one of those phrases that's thrown out a whole bunch. And generally, when you start talking about complimentary football, you kind of want to run the football. Like, being if this team is able to run the football consistently and CJ isn't having to throw the ball, you know, 40 times a game or what have you, that might actually be a little bit more comfortable with what's happening, even though I know he wants the ball in his hand. I know he wants to be able to command the offense. If you're able to have a good running game, one, you're salting the game away, you're running clock down, you're making it tougher on the other team. And two, that might play in line with whatever this is with his shoulder, if it's anything major, as, you know, some things, and maybe you could say our overanalysis might lend it to be. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. The other thought I had is, and I actually kind of encourage this. I don't have a problem with this. I would kind of expect C.J. Stroud to not throw during the week very often over the course of the season, because it is tendonitis. It can flare back up. It is something that comes with overuse.
Assuming that it's tendonitis, I do want to make sure. That, again,
if it is that, and I actually don't have a problem with that. I mean, the whole idea is you want him ready on Sundays. I don't think he's got a real issue with this. You know, this offense. He knows how to throw football. But we may want to get used to, he didn't throw, you know, Wednesday and Thursday. Okay, that's fine. I'm good with that. And, you know, just get better.
Yeah, and I guess the notion of general soreness, how much will you then put into that if we get to, what is it, the 10th when mandatory minicamp start? We know he'll be here. He's here for OTAs, right? If there's also then not throwing happening there, right? Like at what point, I'm just trying to map out at what point it is reasonable, at least, because I think some people are having questions on whether it's reasonable to have the reactions or the feelings that we have. And I think that you're probably in this place where I don't think that you trying so hard to get to a place where we make it nothing at this point is out of the table.
It's not nothing.
But no. I don't want to make it too much. So at what point do we then have to sound some level of alarms? Is it the start of mandatory minicamp if he's not throwing then?
I frankly don't expect him to throw now after this latest general soreness from being on a schedule to general soreness. I just don't, because if you're going to rest him, training camp. Training camp is it for me. Yeah.
I think that's fair. As somebody says CJ probably hurt his arm picking up Ambrose. All right.
That's a throwback there.
Man, is this 2024?
That's wild, bro. Also, I'm not sure if that's the part of the body that'd be. Anyways.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Anyways. Again, I don't think that. Even if you're in this place where you're like, I believe it to be nothing. I don't think that we can. I mean, that's the quarterback, man. That's your franchise quarterback. He's going to dictate the aptitude of this team, especially when you're talking about Super Bowl caliber. Ain't nobody winning no Super Bowls or contending for no Super Bowl without a quarterback of a particular magnitude. We believe him to be able to be that. But if you were talking about an injury that could be, you know, some level of mitigating, that'd be important. So we will watch this space as we continue to go here with your Houston Texans. But see, Chris Sims hypothesizing, could it be tendonitis? I don't know. Somebody said it's also, do you like this as a theory here on the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live stream? It's also possible that they removed his left arm and attached it to his right shoulder and is taking his right arm and attached it to his left shoulder. The team has not confirmed that either.
I don't expect them to.
Okay. All right. Somebody said, all right, I'm not reading that. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including, I believe we should be hearing from a Houston lesson, Houston basketball legend. I think we'll be talking to Big Shot Bob Robert Ori next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.